Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, I did. Hope you did too.
I sure did. We all went to see Twister as a family.
Oh, cool.
My mother-in-law was in town.
How'd you like that?
It was actually shockingly good. There was no political message of any kind.
Okay, great, good. Because you would think there'd probably be some global warming propaganda in there somewhere.
Yeah, no, it was the perfect family film. There was no, inappropriate stuff.
Okay.
And you could take the whole kid. We love to watch movies as a family.
Mm-hmm.
We almost never go because we can't find one we could all watch sitting together.
It's getting harder and harder to do that.
And it was great. Twister was awesome. We loved it. So I was surprised. The movie theater was pretty well full. I think the word is spreading about it. We had a great time. So Wolverine Deadpool over the weekend busted through the $1 billion barrier, shattering records. So a lot of those superhero films not doing so well, but that one did. So maybe some stuff worth, mortgaging your home and going to the movie theater for.
Yes. Pack a lunch.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So, Lee. I warned about this when I said starting in December, Biden is not going to be the nominee. And I even told you what week he'd drop out. I said it would be the week after the Republican National Convention. Yep. He did. Mm-hmm. I knew he would. And that is why. And I knew that because I knew, look, you look at these polls, okay, on all these issues from immigration, inflation, and economy, the Democrats are deeply, widely upside down. Their policies are a disaster. They knew it in December, and they knew they couldn't run on him. And that's why they changed their rules to allow them to kick Biden out if they had to. They did that change in November. So I've been saying he's going to drop out and that Republicans are hanging themselves all year long saying Bidenomics, Bidenflation, Biden, 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 Biden. And I said, it's not going to be Biden. It's got to be these are Democrat policies. We were doing the Democrats' work for them. And that's because Ronna Romney McDaniel was the head of the RNC. She was a Democrat. First chance she gets, she goes over, gets a job at MSNBC, not CNN or Fox, but MSNBC. That's who was running the Republican Party. So, of course, we didn't have a war room. Of course, we didn't have coordinated messaging. And so everybody slipped into this lazy, oh, it's Biden. Oh, he's incompetent. It's because he's senile. Well, what do? We spent a year selling the American people, several years actually, on the idea that, Biden was just incompetent. But these other Democrats, they're great. It was so stupid. And now we are paying the price for that. Democrats smartly had a war room with talking points. And so they would say MAGA Republicans, MAGA Republicans, MAGA Republicans. We were the cause of everything. We're terrorists. And you know what? It worked great. So here we are exactly where I said we would be. If you've listened to me the whole time, we are literally exactly where I said we would be. when I said all of you that hoping somebody would hear me and someone somewhere would coordinate some talking points, because Biden was not going to be the nominee. So now we have Kamala Harris. And the beauty of Kamala Harris, she wasn't their first choice. They wanted to run Mark Kelly. Biden endorsed her, so they're stuck with her. But the beauty of Kamala Harris is, and you saw this over the weekend with Rasmussen pollingly, and this is what scares me a little bit. The American people have no idea where Kamala stands on any issue but abortion. No idea. They think, well, you know, let's hear what she has to say. You know, maybe she's some good idea. No, she's a Democrat. Okay. Mm-hmm. She is a figurehead. Pick one. I don't care. Scrape a Democrat out from underneath a bridge in a homeless camp somewhere. Put him in a White House. It doesn't matter. The policies will be identical. Mass spending and printing of money and impoverishment of the American people deliberately as a strategy, because Jim Clyburn explained this to us. We knew we would make them poor. We did not care. We passed the American Rescue Act and open borders so that eventually you can't do anything about it because they are running a voter drive at the border. That, I just explained the Democrats' entire political philosophy. It does not matter if it's Gavin Newsom or Gretchen Whitmer or Kamala Harris or Kamala Harris's dog. It doesn't matter. The policies are going to be the same. But I don't know if the American people are going to be able to figure that out. I don't know. Which is how you ended up with this bizarre situation over the weekend. I mean, here's the lead on Fox News this morning, first morning show.
Vice President Kamala Harris is finally rolling out her campaign platform this week. And so far, she's sounding a lot like former President Trump.
We know our immigration system is broken, and we know what it takes to fix it. That includes strong border security and an earned pathway to citizenship.
And eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers.
She's running on strong border enforcement, Lee.
Yeah.
That is jaw-dropping.
Well, it's also a lie.
It's a total. I mean, we just found out from a congressional committee last week, whole report, they got 250 terrorists in custody, caught them at the border. Some of them even turned themselves over to Department of Homeland Security. They resettled 99 of them in the country. And by terrorist, I mean people on the FBI's terror watch list or the international terror watch list. Okay? That was last week.
You know, that ought to be flagged as misinformation. If we're going to have to go through with this, you know, political censoring of speech in this country, that should definitely be flagged as misinformation.
That she wants to be tough on the border?
Yes.
That she is tough on the
yes.
border? It is. It's total misinformation.
It's a complete and utter false lie.
Literally,
I mean,
last week we learned they had them in custody. They knew they were on the terror watch list, and they resettled 99 of them in America anyway. That is the real Kamala Harris. No murderer, rapist, or terrorist denied. If it is believed, they will vote Democrat, and they believe they all will. That's where we are right now. And yet she is running around claiming that she is going to get tough on the border. But that wasn't it. That wasn't it, Lee. Here's Kamala shamelessly copying Trump on tips.
Because when I get to office, we are going to not charge taxes on tips, people making tips.
On tips for service and hospitality workers.
Yeah, and Trump said that over a month ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the media mocked him. Oh, well, it's not a good proposal. You know, it's probably not going to work. And but then Kamala comes out with it like, genius! Over the weekend, just genius! Why? Because so many people in Nevada, Las Vegas, they make their living on tips.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, all of that. So now they think it's genius that she wants to do it. And this is what you get when you don't define the Democrat Party. We haven't defined who they are and what they stand for. Americans have no idea. And again, that's because we don't even try to win. We don't even have a war room. We should have had one for the last year. You could tell Democrats coordinate talking points. That's why they all use the word weird at the same time. Listen to this. This is crazy, okay? From The Hill this weekend about Kamala Harris. And it talks about how her plan is just avoid the media, avoid real questions, because she can't answer them, okay? She can't even tell you honestly what her economic policy is because it's just to print more money, give it out to their friends, and grocery prices go higher. That's literally her economic policy. And we know that because that's what the Biden administration did. They printed an additional $1 trillion beyond the budget every quarter, quarter after quarter after quarter, until they hit 9% inflation. And they only stopped because we were going into the midterms. The Hill writes, this press avoidance might be Harris's actual campaign strategy. And it seems to be working just fine. Polls suggest her election prospects have improved since Biden's exit. And think about it. This is what I've been saying since December. They could normally the candidates nominated by May, whether it's ours or theirs, right? We know who it is. And the presidential election starts in May. Their policies are such a disaster. They couldn't run on them that long. They needed to change the subject. So they changed it to, hey, Trump trial. And then they changed it to, hey, Biden's out. They wasted a lot of weeks on that. Now they're just wasting time. Because Lee, the vote starts on September 16th. That's when early voting starts in the swing states.
Yep.
Okay. That is a month from now.
Yep.
So when she says, I'm only going to do one interview this month, what she means is I'm only going to do one interview before voting starts. Think about that. Mm-hmm. It's brilliant, but it's what I said they'd do in December. I didn't know it'd be her. I thought it'd be someone else. They did too. But that they'd have to jettison Biden because they're at this point, they're at the point in the remaking of America, Lee, where their policies are bone crushing. They are horrible for everyone because they are aimed at destroying the middle class, making sure there's only two class, them, the elites, their friends, and the poor. That is a key function of Marxism and socialism. Destroy the middle class.
Yeah.
And so when you're at that point in your agenda where the middle class has to be crushed, and so does free speech and all of these other things to go forward because you can't have people talking about what you're doing either, well, you got to switch out your candidate. Pretend like, well, that was just old Joe. He's a little senile. But, you know, Kamala will be better. No, she won't. She's going to be exactly the same.
Yep.
You know who did a brilliant job of explaining that this weekend?
Who would that be?
There is one person who had an amazing week last week in this election. It was not Tim Walz. It was not Kamala Harris. And it was not Donald Trump. It was J.D. Vance.
Okay.
He is actually the first Republican I have ever seen who is, in recent years anyway, disciplined, on message, and hitting them where it counts. Can deliver an explanation of where they stand in 30 seconds. So remember end of last week, the media was screaming at Trump, where have you been for 5 days? Come back. Yeah. Wait, where have you been? Why are you on the trail? Why? Because J.D. Vance is killing her.
Yeah.
That's the good news. There's a lot of good news here, too. Got some polling numbers out from over the weekend. We'll go over the fake ones and the real ones. There's two sets. All of that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Vice President Kamala Harris, did you hear this? Doing a complete 180 when it comes to her border messaging, promising now a crackdown during her visit to Arizona over the weekend.
So I was Attorney General of a border state. I went after the transnational gangs, the drug cartels, and human traffickers. We know our immigration system is broken, and we know what it takes to fix it. That includes strong border security and an earned pathway to citizenship. We had a chance to pass the toughest bipartisan border security bill in decades. But when I am president, I will sign the bill.
Okay, that bipartisan bill she's talking about, it would have mandated that we every year let in about 1.2 million people. They could not do the border enforcement. They would not be allowed until at least 5,000 illegals a day had crossed the border. So they wanted to pass it in case Trump won so that he couldn't close the border. Even worse, they'll say, well, there's money in there for to surge all kind of border guard and folks down to the border. Yeah, there is, so they can process them faster. There was also money in there for adjudication judges to go down to the border. This is a new thing. And they would instantly award what are called immigration benefits right there at the border. What does that mean? They would instantly put them on a path to a green card right there, right, bam, at the border. What does that mean? Almost guaranteed, unless they commit some kind of heinous crime, they will get a green card and get American citizenship and thus the vote. That's what that bill was. That was a total open borders with almost instant path to citizenship right at the border. You do that, they've got, it's good. They're on track 12 million to come over that border in the course of the whole Biden administration. You're going to have 40. You're going to have 40. You have 10 million a year. Easy. Wow, all I got to do is show up at the border and I get a green card, I get a pathway to citizenship, I get a, yeah, that's the Kamala plan. Here's a real Kamala Harris. Building a border wall is the height of irresponsibility. Terrorists would never come here, she says.
This is irresponsible. It's the height of irresponsibility for the commander in chief to suggest that we have to build a wall across our southern border because there are terrorists who are trying to invade the country. It couldn't be farther from the truth.
Meanwhile, new congressional committee report out from the Department of Homeland Security. Not only does she know there's terrorists on the border, when she was border czar, we began a new policy of if we catch them and they're on the terrorist watch list, we just let them go. We could deport them, but we won't. They caught 250 illegal aliens on the terror watch list, had them in custody. Department of Homeland Security released 99 of them into American communities. Things are going to go boom, and a lot of people are going to die for many years because of this. And she does not care. She knows, she just doesn't care. Among those we have released that we encountered at the border, 2,100 Afghan nationals, 33,000 Chinese nationals on her watch, 541 Iranian nationals, 520 Syrian nationals, and 3,104 Uzbek nationals. Of the 8 Tajikistan nationals with potential ISIS ties that ICE arrested in June of 2024, 3 were released into the country. Hey, go ahead. Yeah, no. ISIS, MISIS. We love ISIS. They'll probably vote Democrat. Have good time. That's the real Kamala Harris. This is the real Kamala Harris.
Being an undocumented immigrant is not a crime.
I know what a crime looks like. An undocumented immigrant is not a criminal. An undocumented immigrant is not a criminal.
An undocumented immigrant is not a criminal.
An undocumented immigrant is not a criminal.
An undocumented immigrant is not a criminal.
An undocumented immigrant is...
All those are separate times she said that. I could keep going, but I won't bore you for another 20 seconds. Here's Raul Ortiz, who says that neither Biden or Kamala ever met with him, not even once. He's the head of the Border Patrol. He says as soon as they came into office, they dismantled border security.
Does DHS have operational control of our entire border?
No, sir.
You heard the secretary. He said we have operational control. That's the definition of operational control.
Based upon the definition you have, sir, up there, no.
We don't have operational control.
No, sir. We tore down perfectly good infrastructure system in some areas that we should have just left alone. Del Rio was a perfect example of that.
Yeah, they tore it down. And it isn't coming back under her. Not now, not ever. But she's remaking herself. I just watching Carly Shimkus's face this morning as she's doing this.
Vice President Kamala Harris, did you hear this? Doing a complete 180 when it comes to her border messaging, promising now a crackdown during her visit to Arizona over the weekend.
So I was Attorney General of a border state. I went after the transnational gangs, the drug cartels, and human traffickers. We know our immigration system is broken,
and we know
what it takes.
So, folks, what does all this tell you? Look at this headline this weekend. This is jaw-dropping stuff. From Politico, left-wing publication. Headline, are you ready for this? Harris promises to go tough on border security. They just released 99 terrorists into the country, including three ISIS in June. People on the terror watch list. Headline, Politico, Harris promises to go tough on border security. But here's the good thing. Okay, let me tell you, there's a good thing in here. Why are they having to remake her into Donald Trump? Because this is what the American people want. They don't want what the left is selling on issue after issue after issue. And that's how I was able to figure out they were going to jettison Biden the week after the Republican convention. Why? Because on every single issue, an average of 62-63% of Americans or higher is with us, including many of these issues. Majorities and pluralities of Democrats are with us. Majorities want a wall now. Majorities want deportation now. That never happened till these two took office. Trump's wall never got over 50% till these two took off. So they knew these policies are desperately unpopular. That is why they are now running Kamala Harris as Donald Trump. Why? Because we are the normals. We are the not weird. We are the majority, and they know it. They know it. So they would need to swap out candidates and then avoid the media for 6 weeks before the voting started. I said it in December, and you're watching it. Now, will the American people fall for this? This is going to be the fascinating part. Will they elect a woman who 60%+ of Americans disagree with on virtually every single issue, except maybe abortion? Will they do that? I don't know. What do you think? Coming up on the show, this is hilarious. Kamala Harris turning into Donald Trump in front of our faces, counting on the fact that Americans don't really know where she stands on, well, anything. Also, two biological males, we had a earth-shattering first this weekend. Two biological males confirmed by a blood test win gold by beating up two women. And we celebrate. Well, the media did. We'll go into that and what it means, because it has huge implications for women having sports. We, the normals, are the majority into the 60s, as in 60+ percentage points on issue after issue after issue. We, the normals, are the overwhelming majority. And so that is why you are watching before your eyes Kamala Harris morph into Donald Trump. Literally why while the rest of her party calls him a Nazi. Here you go. Just one small sample from this weekend.
Because when I get to office, we are going to not charge taxes on tips, people making tips.
tips for service and hospitality workers.
Unbelievable. Eliminate tips, huh? Taxes on tips, that's what Kamala's going to do? Weird. Because if you go back to February 2023, the Biden administration was doing something very different. They launched a program to crack down on waiters and waitresses and made sure to make sure they pay their full share of taxes. This program was so pernicious, so evil. Do you know what it did? It offered businesses, restaurants, etc., tax incentives to track employees' tips, because all this is digitized now, right? So few people paying cash. So the tip is increasingly, there's a digital record of it, right? Because you're paying it with a credit card, you're paying, yeah, to turn that over to the government. So to make sure they could wring every last penny out of that single mom waiting tables on the weekend while grandma watches the kids. Got to shake her down because there's more Democrat allies who need mansions. Mansions for the Virginia suburbs. We got to shake them down. That single mama, she got to pony up. And this is how they tread on the poor. This is from February 2023, when the IRS launched this outrageous policy, this crackdown on, like, I waited tables for a lot of years. You're basically the working poor if you're waiting tables. You are. Take a listen. This is Greg Gutfeld's The Five from February of 2023 reacting to this.
Forget targeting the rich. Joe Biden's army of IRS agents are coming after waiters. Uncle Sam trying to stick it to servers with a new program aimed at catching people who skip reporting tips as income. Waiters do live off their tips, and it's sad that Joe thinks there's just more blood to suck out of these poor people.
You're hiring 87,000 IRS agents with guns to go after waitresses while your son is under investigation for tax evasion? Not everybody has a sugar brother that can pony up $2 million to pay your back taxes that you hid from Uncle Sam. This is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Wow, excellent point. It is ridiculous, Judge. Talk about punching down. Going after our waiters and waitresses, especially after COVID.
Well, you know, didn't he promise that he wasn't going to do that with the 87,000 IRS agents? That it was only to go after the billionaires. But apparently the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration says an estimated 30% of employers with tip reporting agreements hadn't reported tips worth almost $1.7 billion. So here's the point. They lied. Shock.
Yeah.
So she says, yeah, no, we're going to let you keep the taxes. We're going to let you keep your tips. Yeah, no taxes. Headline, February 7, 2023. Biden's IRS plans to crack down on waiters' tips. February 7, 2023. They're coming after waiters' tips now. The Service Industry Tip Compliance Agreement Program would begin monitoring the tips for the government. So Big Brother, it becomes your employer. That restaurant monitors your tips and reports it on you to the federal government to make sure they can wring every last penny out of you. This woman is now morphing into Donald Trump. Mike Palix, Federal Affairs Manager at Americans for Tax Reform, says those 87,000 new IRS agents that you were promised would only target the rich, they're coming after waitresses' tips now. Folks, and you know why you wait tables? I waited tables for many years. I paid off my college debt doing it. It is the highest paying, low paying thing you can do to pay your bills, where you can actually be kind of in control of what you make by providing good service, turning those tables fast, running harder, being dependable, being the one who's, because they're dependable, gets the A-top and the 10-top. Turn them fast, get them moving. I did it for years. And I can remember, even as young as I was, I waited tables from the time I was about 19 to the time I was about 25. And I did a lot of it, you know, at night, in addition to my job. I know a lot of you did too. Your back hurt, your feet hurt, and I was young. Can't imagine what that does you if you're in your 30s or 40s. Texter writes, they came after cash apps too. Yeah. So if you're doing little side jobs, now that's reported to the IRS. Again, this was not a crackdown on the rich like they promised. It's just, yeah. All right, we're on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. You're the only source I've found for actual truth, and I've searched and searched woke bonus holes on the left, sellouts in the middle, Fox, and too much Bible thumping on the right. Okay, good. Well, welcome. Well, this is the home for the normals. Texter writes, our fair share of government criminal activity is zero. The failure of the federal agencies issues the failure of mandatory taxation. So this is a Biden administration with Kamala Harris's deciding vote hired 87,000 IRS agents. That doubles the size of the IRS. That is enough agents now that each agent can handle a couple hundred taxpayers and really go after you, really grind you down if you're a waitress, if you're a waiter, which makes this just outrageous.
Because when I get to office, we are going to not charge taxes on tips, people making tips.
Eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers.
Unbelievable news breaking over the weekend. I almost don't even know where to begin. Let's start with this. Judge Chutkan, that's the D.C. case against Trump. You think Trump's legal problems are over? No. She's going to try to expedite the trial anyway, even though the Supreme Court has ruled on immunity. Basically skipping a bunch of steps you normally would have to try to get Trump in court and on trial before the election. And there's another one of these dates out there, landmine dates you need to know about. Folks, this thing is not even begun to be done. This thing is going to get nuts. Because do you know Trump has a sentencing date? It's September 18th. Sentencing date is September 18th in the 34-count felony trial. Now, the judge in that trial is arguing, well, you know, the immunity ruling, I don't think it has anything to do with me. It should have. They should have had immunity hearings. They didn't. But he's just going with, I'm going to sentence him. So you know how it seems like Trump's, criminal problems have faded? They're coming back with a vengeance. The idea being, let's see if we can get him in prison before the election, just to have that contrast of she's out there. Look, she's adopted Trump's entire platform. Look, you could just vote for Kamala and get Trump. By the way, he's in prison, is where they're going with this. Why would you choose a sentencing date that week in September? What is the deal with that? Why would the judge set it for that specific week in September, the sentencing? Anybody know? Because that's when early voting, which we never should have agreed to, we're idiots. That's when early voting starts in the swing states. You're going to tell me Trump's sentencing in the 34 felony count is the week voting starts in the swing states. Uh-huh. Yep, starts in Pennsylvania. Within 48 hours of the sentencing. In Virginia, starts 2 days after. Arizona's next on the 9th of October. Then Georgia, the voting starts on the 15th. Do you see what they're doing with Kamala? She's going to adopt all of Trump's policies, right? Massive censorship is going on right now on Facebook and Instagram. And they're going to just keep her away from the media for weeks, not months, weeks. Because, folks, the swing states, the only ones that matter, there's six of them. Nothing else matters. The rest of it's already fixed, done. I don't care if they vote on election day, right? The election is going to largely take place in September and mainly October, okay? That's where we are right now. So what they're hoping is Chuck can get him in court looking like a criminal again, and they'll maybe be moving him back and forth from Rikers. And don't forget who is responsible for protecting him in there. Think about this for a minute. He can't take his own private security. That's not allowed. He's a prisoner. It's the Secret Service. It's the Secret Service. Will they send the A team or the shank in the shower stall team? I'm going for the shank team. It's going to be shank.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We, the normals, are the majority into the 60s, as in 60 plus percentage points on issue after issue after issue. We, the normals, are the overwhelming majority. And so... that is why you are watching before your eyes Kamala Harris morph into Donald Trump. Literally why her, while the rest of her party calls him a Nazi. Here you go. Just one small sample from this weekend.
Because when I get to office, we are going to not charge taxes on tips, people making tips.
Eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers.
Unbelievable. Eliminate tips, huh? Taxes on tips. That's what Kamala's going to do. Weird. Because if you go back to February 2023, the Biden administration was doing something very different. They launched a program to crack down on waiters and waitresses and made sure to make sure they pay their full share of taxes. This program was so pernicious. So evil. Do you know what it did? It offered businesses, restaurants, etc., tax incentives to track employees' tips because all this is digitized now, right? So few people paying cash. So the tip is increasingly, there's a digital record of it, right? Because you're paying it with a credit card, you're paying, yeah, to turn that over to the government. So to make sure they could wring every last penny out of that single mom waiting tables on the weekend while grandma watches the kids. Got to shake her down because there's more Democrat allies who need mansions. mansions for the Virginia suburbs. We got to shake them down. That single mama, she got to pony up. And this is how they tread on the poor. This is from February 2023. When the IRS launched this outrageous policy, this crackdown on, like, I waited tables for a lot of years. You're basically the working poor if you're waiting tables. You are. Take a listen. This is Greg Gutfeld's The Five from February of 2023 reacting to this.
Forget targeting the rich. Joe Biden's army of IRS agents are coming after waiters. Uncle Sam trying to stick to servers with a new program aimed at catching people who skip reporting tips as income. Waiters do live off their tips, and it's sad that Joe thinks there's just more blood to suck out of these poor people.
You're hiring 87,000 IRS agents with guns to go after waitresses while your son is under investigation for tax evasion? Not everybody has a sugar brother that can pony up $2 million to pay your back taxes that you hid from Uncle Sam. This is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Wow, excellent point. It is ridiculous, Judge. Talk about punching down, going after our waiters and waitresses, especially after COVID.
Well, you know, didn't he promise that he wasn't going to do that with the 87,000 IRS agents? That it was only to go after the billionaires? But apparently the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration says an estimated 30% of employers with tip reporting agreements hadn't reported tips worth almost $1.7 billion. So here's the point. They lied. Shock.
Yeah.
So she says, yeah, no, we're going to let you keep the taxes. We're going to let you keep your tips. Yeah, no taxes. Headline, February 7, 2023. Biden's IRS plans to crack down on waiters' tips. February 7, 2023. They're coming after waiters' tips now. The Service Industry Tip Compliance Agreement Program would begin monitoring the tips for the government. So Big Brother, it becomes your employer. That restaurant monitors your tips and reports it on you to the federal government to make sure they can wring every last penny out of you. This woman is now morphing into Donald Trump. Mike Palix, Federal Affairs Manager at Americans for Tax Reform, says those 87,000 new IRS agents that you were promised would only target the rich, they're coming after waitresses' tips now. Folks, and you know why you wait tables? I waited tables for many years. I paid off my college debt doing it. It is the highest paying, low paying thing you can do to pay your bills, where you can actually be kind of in control of what you make by providing good service, turning those tables fast, running harder, being dependable, being the one who's, because they're dependable, gets the A-top and the 10-top. Turn them fast, get them moving. I did it for years. And I can remember even as young as I was, I waited tables from the time I was about 19 to the time I was about 25. And I did a lot of it, you know, at night in addition to my job. I know a lot of you did too. Your back hurt, your feet hurt, and I was young. Can't imagine what that does to you if you're in your 30s or 40s. Texter writes, they came after cash apps too. Yeah. So if you're doing little side jobs, now that's reported to the IRS. Again, this was not a crackdown on the rich like they promised. It's just... yeah. All right. We're on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. You're the only source I've found for actual truth, and I've searched and searched woke bonus holes on the left, sellouts in the middle, Fox, and too much Bible thumping on the right. Okay, good. Well, welcome. Well, this is the home for the normals. Texter writes, our fair share of government criminal activity is zero. The failure of the federal agencies issues the failure of mandatory taxation. So this is a Biden administration with Kamala Harris's deciding vote hired 87,000 IRS agents. That doubles the size of the IRS. That is enough agents now that each agent can handle a couple hundred taxpayers and really go after you, really grind you down. if you're a waitress, if you're a waiter, which makes this just outrageous.
Because when I get to office, we are going to not charge taxes on tips, people making tips.
Eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers.
Unbelievable news breaking over the weekend. I almost don't even know where to begin. Let's start with this. Judge Chutkan, that's the D.C. case against Trump. You think Trump's legal problems are over? No, no. She's going to try to expedite the trial anyway, even though the Supreme Court has ruled on immunity. Basically skipping a bunch of steps you normally would have to try to get Trump in court and on trial before the election. And there's another one of these dates out there, landmine dates you need to know about. Folks, this thing is not even begun to be done. This thing is going to get nuts. Because do you know Trump has a sentencing date? It's September 18th. Sentencing date is September 18th in the 34-count felony trial. Now, the judge in that trial is arguing, well, you know, the immunity ruling, I don't think it has anything to do with me. It should have. They should have had immunity hearings. They didn't. But he's just going with, I'm going to sentence him. So you know how it seems like Trump's, criminal problems have faded? They're coming back with a vengeance. The idea being, let's see if we can get him in prison before the election, just to have that contrast of she's out there. Look, she's adopted Trump's entire platform. Look, you could just vote for Kamala and get Trump. By the way, he's in prison, is where they're going with this. Why would you choose a sentencing date that week in September? What is the deal with that? Why would the judge set it for that specific week in September, the sentencing? Anybody know? Because that's when early voting, which we never should have agreed to, we're idiots. That's when early voting starts in the swing states. You're going to tell me Trump's sentencing in the 34 felony count is the week voting starts in the swing states. Uh-huh. Yep, starts in Pennsylvania. Within 48 hours of the sentencing. In Virginia, starts 2 days after. Arizona's next on the 9th of October. Then Georgia, the voting starts on the 15th. Do you see what they're doing with Kamala? She's going to adopt all of Trump's policies, right? Massive censorship is going on right now on Facebook and Instagram. And they're going to just keep her away from the media for weeks, not months, weeks. Because, folks, the swing states, the only ones that matter, there's six of them. Nothing else matters. The rest of it's already fixed, done. I don't care if they vote on election day, right? The election is going to largely take place in September and mainly October, okay? That's where we are right now. So what they're hoping is Chuck can get him in court looking like a criminal again. And they'll maybe be moving him back and forth from Rikers. And don't forget who is responsible for protecting him in there. Think about this for a minute. He can't take his own private security. That's not allowed. He's a prisoner. It's the Secret Service. It's the Secret Service. Will they send the A-team or the shank in the shower stall team? I'm going for the shank team. It's going to be shank shower redemption. Folks, this thing is going to get nuts. Can you imagine having to depend on the Secret Service to protect your life in prison? It could get crazy. By the way, the Supreme Court decided not to intervene to stop the sentencing 7 days ago. So it's going forward as far as it appears. Unbelievable news breaking over the weekend. I almost don't even know where to begin. Let's start with this. Judge Chutkin, that's the D.C. case against Trump. You think Trump's legal problems are over? No, no. She's going to try to expedite the trial anyway, even though the Supreme Court has ruled on immunity. Basically skipping a bunch of steps you normally would have to try to get Trump in court and on trial before the election. And there's another one of these dates out there, landmine dates you need to know about. Folks, this thing is not even begun to be done. This thing is going to get nuts. Because do you know Trump has a sentencing date? It's September 18th. Sentencing date is September 18th in the 34-count felony trial. Now, the judge in that trial is arguing, well, you know, the immunity ruling, I don't think it has anything to do with me. It should have. They should have had immunity hearings. They didn't. But he's just going with, I'm going to sentence him. So you know how it seems like Trump's, criminal problems have faded? They're coming back with a vengeance. The idea being, let's see if we can get him in prison before the election. Just to have that contrast of she's out there. Look, she's adopted Trump's entire platform. Look, you could just vote for Kamala and get Trump by the way, he's in prison. Is where they're going with this. Why would you choose a sentencing date that week in September? What is the deal with that? Why would the judge set it for that specific week in September, the sentencing? Anybody know? Because that's when early voting, which we never should have agreed to, we're idiots. That's when early voting starts in the swing states. You're going to tell me Trump's sentencing in the 34 felony count is the week voting starts in the swing states. Uh-huh. Yep, starts in Pennsylvania within 48 hours of the sentencing. In Virginia, starts 2 days after. Arizona's next. On the 9th of October. Then Georgia, the voting starts on the 15th. Do you see what they're doing with Kamala? She's going to adopt all of Trump's policies, right? Massive censorship is going on right now on Facebook and Instagram. And they're going to just keep her away from the media for weeks, not months, weeks. Because folks, The swing states, the only ones that matter, there's six of them. Nothing else matters. The rest of it's already fixed, done. I don't care if they vote on election day, right? The election is going to largely take place in September and mainly October, okay? That's where we are right now. So what they're hoping is Chuck can get him in court looking like a criminal again. And they'll maybe be moving him back and forth from Rikers. And don't forget, who is responsible for protecting him in there? Think about this for a minute. He can't take his own private security. That's not allowed. He's a prisoner. It's the Secret Service. It's the Secret Service. Will they send the A-team or the shank in the shower stall team? I'm going for the shank team. It's going to be shank shower redemption. Folks, this thing is going to get nuts. Can you imagine having to depend on the Secret Service to protect your life in prison? It could get crazy. By the way, the Supreme Court decided not to intervene to stop the sentencing 7 days ago. So it's going forward as far as it appears.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.